The director of the Environmental Protection Agency, Christine Whitman, has been working to build support for the president's Clear Skies initiative. It could ultimately replace major portions of the Clean Air Act. Whitman has promoted the plan as the best way to clean the air and reduce rates of respiratory illness. But some environmentalists dispute her claims. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
When Administrator Whitman arrived at the Philadelphia Children's Hospital, families of kids suffering from asthma turned out to greet her. A few days later, she received a similar welcome from Dean Philip Farrell at the University of Wisconsin Medical School.
We thank her for her efforts, congratulate her, and let's give her a big Wisconsin welcome.
Whitman told the crowd that curbing the growing childhood asthma epidemic is a top priority.
We don't yet know what causes asthma completely, but we are getting a better understanding for the triggers for asthma. And many of them are environmental and many of them are preventable.
Such as smog or ground-level ozone, which is largely caused by emissions from power plants. The administration, she pledged, has a plan to clamp down on these. The president's so-called Clear Skies Initiative would direct power plants and other big polluters to reduce the emissions associated with respiratory problems.
Clear Skies Initiative is really the boldest proposal to address the cleanliness of our air that we have seen in the last decade.
Hooey, say environmentalists who picketed outside the event. Conrad Schneider of the Clean Air Task Force says Whitman's message to the families of kids with asthma is misleading. The current Clean Air Act has detailed regulations which force power plants to limit emissions. The new initiative would set mandatory caps, but unlike the Clean Air Act, this program wouldn't take effect for years.
Essentially, what the president's proposal would do is replace major programs in the current Clean Air Act with one program, which would yield less pollution cuts on a slower time frame than what the current law requires. So these children will be adults before the Clear Skies Plan even takes effect. It takes effect in 2018.
The American Lung Association is also critical of the administration's Clear Skies Plan. Chief Executive John Kirkwood argues the country can't afford its go-slow approach. Just this week, the association released a report that concludes about half the population is breathing unhealthy amounts of pollution.
When people with pre-existing respiratory conditions are exposed to ozone, you see higher rates of hospitalization and difficulty in breathing. It's like getting a sunburn on your airways.
The administration acknowledges that its plan is a long-term one, but ultimately they argue their plan will get the kind of cuts that the Clean Air Act is currently failing to deliver. They point out that part of the reason why so many people are breathing unhealthy air today is because current clean air standards have gone unenforced for the last 5 years. They've been held up by lawsuits brought by industry groups who've challenged the legality of these regulations. EPA Administrator Whitman argues their new approach will be more acceptable to industry. She's still got an uphill battle in Congress. A competing bill in the Senate, sponsored by James Jeffords, would enforce a strict 5-year deadline to reduce pollution. Administrator Whitman says this simply wouldn't work.
We looked at it. Our feeling was that the numbers and the dates in the Jeffords bill would actually put the kind of strain on industry that would make it almost impossible for them to reach those targets without seeing an increase in cost to the consumer, to the point where it would be counterproductive.
A Senate committee will begin to consider the plan later this month. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.